Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Claudio Castagnoli has a perfect debut at AEW Forbidden Door.
More details on Claudio becoming All Elite.
It's New Japan Forbidden Door as well, but I digress. We're going to cover all the big title stuff from the event, including the first ever All-Atlantic Champion. That didn't exist the last time I did one of these. And the new interim AEW World Champion.
And unfortunately, I have to tell you about a major injury that happened at Forbidden Door as well. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm really tired of hearing about people getting injured.
He's back. Howdy, partner. And this is the news.
Hey, it's good to be back. It's been a long time.
Feels like I haven't slept since you left.
Yeah, what a weird situation. This has the potential to be our worst video of all time because, as we said off camera, you haven't slept. I'm jet lagged. And I haven't done one of these in weeks, but we're going to kick things off by talking
about the new thing that's... No, no!
Claudio Castagnoli, who's back on the scene, crispy and clean, looking tremendous, looking bald, looking brilliant. Still in great shape. He was the mystery opponent for Zack Sabre Jr. at AEW X New Japan Forbidden Door. We kind of figured this was going to be the case, right? Yeah. When Bryan Danielson sadly had to pull out and said it, they still emphasized that it was going to be a technical wrestling match. Somebody that fits into the Blackpool Combat Club aesthetic. You kind of knew it was going to be him, but it was awesome nonetheless. He had a great match with Zack. Huge pop. He addressed that cameraman rumor by going, hey, that was fun. Awesome match. And then he was the centerpiece of the entire bloody show as well, because when they did the post-main event angle, I'll discuss the result of that match in a minute, he was the guy. He was in the center. He did the big swing. He swung Matt. Was it Matt Minardi?
No, Cool Hand Ange.
Cool Hand Ange. Sorry,
sold it like a champ as well.
He got swung like 30 times or something. It was mental. But yeah, he was the centerpiece. He is now All Elite. You've seen the graphic. Tony's tweeted it out. Tony, like he's my best mate.
Big
long arm tone. I don't know. Told you this was going to be a disaster. Claudio's All Elite. Contract news.
Yes, I'll provide you a bit of an update, courtesy of Fightful Select. No crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select, of course. Does he look like Wheelie Yuta, or have I just merged those two people in my head?
That's an interesting theory. I don't know.
No, by comparison, Wheelie Yuta. Anyway.
Good-looking man.
Yeah, Claudio Castagnoli, as Andy mentioned, was brilliant and is officially All Elite. Fightful Select reporting the deal is long-term. Claudio had been training at Flatbacks in Orlando to prepare for his return. They're already preparing merch and promotional materials. They'd already done that, sorry. He was seen backstage throughout the night. You may have seen some tweets, maybe slight spoilers regarding it. But Fightful Select also discovered these weren't the original plans for his debut. No word on what they were instead. I'm sure that will come out in due course. But look, I presented a video probably about a week or two ago saying it's official, the AEW roster is too big. But I also caveated on that video that it's a case-by-case basis, and if you have the opportunity to pick up someone like Claudio Castagnoli, who showcased all of his talent and has still got, like, you know, a UFO in his back pocket and what have you going forward, and he's going to be in Blood and Guts and Eddie Kingston hates him, it's just great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the signing thing is... the roster is absolutely a bit too big at this point, but at the same time, I've always said that if a wrestler the caliber of Claudio Castagnoli becomes available, you don't turn your nose up at them. You bring them in and you deal with the problems afterwards. I would say, in my opinion, the problem is that AEW haven't dealt with those big roster problems particularly well so far. However, I'm delighted to see Claudio back. In the ring, he's long been considered one of the best wrestlers in the world. Oh. I think he showed that again last night. The Zach match was tremendous. I think he's a great fit in the Blackpool Combat Club. It's just nice to see talented people back in good roles.
A fist with a Swiss flag on it is all right by me.
That's all you need, isn't it? Good to see him back on the scene. Was surprised when he left WWE.
Yeah.
That boy was very happy there. He had a good run there. Let's see what he does next. I think it's awesome.
Seems to be very happy already in AEW.
He really does. And we've got nice to see like Becky Lynch and Xavier Woods like popping on Twitter
exactly,
for the debut
yeah.
and stuff. It's all nice.
Eddie Kingston less so much.
I love their beef so much. Just relentlessly burying each other every single time.
But as a Swiss man, Andy Murray, he could challenge for the All-Atlantic title. I mean, anyone can, but he could challenge for the All-Atlantic title, which was won for the first time last night. Segway!
Hey, look at that. That's good.
We're back.
I got like 700 title newses to get through here. First All-Atlantic champion is Pac!
Away the lads!
Awesome. I squealed when he won this belt.
Didn't see that one coming. Thought it was Miro.
Yeah, because I like everyone in that match. But Pac is like, because neither of us are Geordies, but we work in Newcastle. So it's really cool to see the local hero doing good.
Have his stockies for everyone in the office today.
He's got the piece putting out for the lads. He might even eat it off the bloody belt.
That's right. We're back.
We are back. You're tuning out. So yes, he won that four-way. Good stuff. Nice to see him win his first championship in AEW, first singles championship as well. Obviously, the thing with him is that traveling back and forth from the UK to the US, he's not always there, so he isn't always pushed as a result of that. But this is awesome. This rules. We can debate until the cows come home whether or not AEW needed another singles championship. The answer is no. But we can debate that until the cows come home. Nonetheless, it was nice to see him win. We also have a couple of other title things to talk about here. I'm kind of burying the lead here, but whatever. FTR, they're the IWGP Tag Team Champions. They won that match against Roppongi Vice and United Empire's Great O'Khan and Jeff Cobb. That also had their Ring of Honor Tag Team titles on the line as well. That's cool. That means the FTR are probably going to go to Japan at some point. Very nice indeed.
Maybe even a match for all the belts. All Out has been pitched by the Dudley Boys. Main event, yes please.
Who are they facing?
Young Bucks.
Fantastic. Of course they are. They're the AEW type. I'm out of the loop. Right, and then the biggest story is that Jon Moxley is the interim AEW World Champion. He defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi in a sensational main event. On Forbidden Door. It was the kind of thing where you go into the match and you think, oh yeah, Moxley's winning this. And
yeah.
I don't think it was ever in much doubt heading into the event, but it was the kind of match that made you believe they might just go in the opposite direction because of the endearing babyface magic of Hiroshi Tanahashi, which resulted in Jon Moxley getting booed. Just great stuff across the board. Forbidden Door was really good. You know what? I woke up this morning, jet lagged to hell, haven't done a video in weeks and weeks and weeks. The build hadn't been great. Like, I crammed Dynamite, so, you know, when you speed watch stuff, you're not always that into it. I woke up at 4 a.m. and the last thing I wanted to do was watch a wrestling pay-per-view, and then it was one of the best shows of the year.
Yeah, it was really, really good. It's nice to hear that as well and see what the response has been on social media, because it's always a bit weird when you do the live stream because you don't really get a sense of, you know, we always have a good time watching these shows.
Yeah.
And it's like been reflected now though that it was just, you know, 8, 9, 10 out of 10 for pretty much across the board from everyone. Shout out to Thunder Rosa defending the AEW Women's Championship in a brilliant match as well against Toni Storm. And excuse me. And as well, Will Ospreay defended the IWGP US title, even though he hasn't got the physical thing. It's all very confusing.
Shibata turned up. The opener was amazing. What a good show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, long detailed review of myself and Michael Hanfler on there, and of course Miller's going to be here with ups and downs from the show. One of the major downs in terms of a disappointment is unfortunately the injury to Adam Cole that he suffered in the four-way for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. It was retained in that match by Jay White, but it's going to be overshadowed by the finish because Adam Cole went down with an injury, and I think they just went, let's just get to the finish straight away, pretty much. No word as of yet on the severity of the injury. I know they said on commentary during the show, that he left under his own power, so that's somewhat of a good sign, but yeah, Alvarez just tweeted, don't have a lot of details, but Cole definitely injured. Rubbish.
Yeah, sucks. It sucks because you watched the finish to that match and you thought, oh, something's clearly gone wrong here, because he ducked or he swerved or whatever the Rainmaker, and then he just kind of fell down, and it was like, is that a botch? Is he selling something that didn't connect? And it was like, I'm not the kind of guy who sees a botch and goes, that stuff's so lame to me. So I immediately went, oh, something must be kind of wrong here with Adam Cole. So yeah, hoping for good news in terms of how long he's going to be out for and the severity. It's a shame as well because he's been injured. He was injured at, what was the last pay-per-view, Double or Nothing?
Yeah.
In the Owen match. So hope he's not out for a long, long time. Shout out to Adam Cole, one of the nicest guys in the wrestling business. Guy who left his previous company, did nothing but say nice things about them, has had to deal with a ridiculous, just toxic online hate mob, despite never...
I'm killed to look like Adam Cole.
Me too, man, me too. I look like the Michelin man half the time. And he just gets on with his job, and he's over as hell, and the people who love him really love him. And he puts up with a lot of crap, so I hope that he's back soon. And that he's not too badly hurt.
Exactly. Get well soon, Adam Cole. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE if you want to get in touch with us, of course. First question today comes from Johnny P. Caddy, who says, knowing the direction for the All Atlantic belt as international, the name has been questionable, but is this to possibly leave room for a women's All Pacific Championship? Who would be your first winner? Congrats to the bastard. Yes, congrats to Pac again. What do you reckon? More single titles in AEW.
It's like the Goofy meme, isn't it? Tony, you've got too many titles. Well, I'll do it again. I've got title fatigue at this point, personally. You could argue that maybe having another belt in the women's division would maybe give it a little bit more focus. I don't think I would make that argument personally. I think that two singles belts for that division is enough right now. Yeah. I don't think we need the All Pacific Champion just now. Maybe in a future where there are more opportunities for the women to have two or three matches on TV every single week, and it's really over and all that stuff. Maybe we can do it then, but for now, I wouldn't have introduced the All Atlantic Championship myself. I've had enough singles belts.
Where's the flipping trios titles, Tony? That's all we were asking for.
Yeah.
We were watching that. I think it was the Dynamite we revealed it. I can't remember. It's all merged into one now. But when they said we've got new belts, and then we were like, cool, here they come, trios title. What's going on? It's all Atlantic. Why has it got a Japanese flag on it then? What's going on, Tony?
What would be the lamest ocean to name a belt after? The North Sea. The all North Sea chat is like Scotland and Norway.
But bollocks, if we're going to do it, let's go all in. There's probably going to be women's tag titles considering what they're doing with Serena Deeb and Mercedes Martinez now on Rampage. Yeah. Let's have the All Pacific Championship, and let's have the first champ be Maki Ito, just to stir up it a bit more online.
Boom, let's do women's trios titles while we're here as well. Why not, Tony?
Tim Block gives us our second question.
That's
today.
A great name.
Hey guys, what do you think of Sasha Banks becoming a baddie and turning on Jade Cargill? You haven't really had a chance to get your thoughts on the whole Sasha Banks situation.
Crazy this.
Yeah.
Crazy this, isn't it? You guys know how much esteem I hold Sasha Banks in. I think she is I mean, I'm not even going to say arguably. I think she's the best women's wrestler in WWE history. She's absolutely tremendous at every single aspect of her job. I think she's brilliant. I think that if you're saying otherwise, we just have a fundamental different way in which we view professional wrestling. She's a proven ratings draw. She is a star. She has mainstream crossover appeal. She is a must sign for any company who has the pockets deep enough. That being said, while I think she would be... I think her and Jade would have tremendous on-screen chemistry. That being said, I would like Sasha Banks or Mercedes KV, whatever her name's going to be, I would like her to do her own thing in AEW. I would like her to come in, walk in like the boss, be the boss, you know, maybe not do the exact same gimmick or whatever, but all aspects of it, and just own it as a singles wrestler before doing stuff like that. But I think those two, personality-wise, would mesh so well.
Yeah. No one gets to be a baddie before I get to be a baddie. I've already submitted my application to Stokely Hathaway. Still no response from him. But I also would also, if you're going to bring her in, like, so just come straight in and go after Thunder Rosa and the world title. She's still the sort of person who merits it. But then also, I've still not got official word that she's left WWE. Yeah. It's been like over a week since it was like, yep, she's gone, and then no official report has happened yet. Who knows what's going to happen next with her? We'll keep you posted on any developments that we get. Final question, and more of a statement this, and I just wanted to reiterate it from Mike, who tagged us in it. Mike with a silent G on Twitter writes, hey, What Culture, remember when Titantrons used to be cool and not just some random-ass graphic with a wrestler's name? Sorry, I meant superstar's name. Good times. Yeah, bring them back. Just a showcase of them hitting like three of their best moves, and maybe... I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking of like someone doing a dance or something on the screen, like Dean Malenko or whatever it may be. But
D'Lo Brown doing the head movement and stuff.
Just that, loops every 30 seconds. I don't just need to see
the name of
so-and-so.
Yeah, this, I agree 100%. This sucks, this new trend. It's not a new trend, it's been going for like 15 years. I think like 2015 NXT was the worst for it. It was so low effort.
Kevin Owens is old basic one.
Kevin Owens and Enzo Amore is the one that always gets me because it was in like Times New Roman or something. Like they just got some...
That screams Enzo, yeah, that's
what it was. Yeah, they just got some basic ass like MS PowerPoint word art and put it on this. Yeah, no, it sucks. I completely agree. I like the old way of doing things. I like the videos. I like the action, the adrenaline in muscle. Cody Rhodes,
I remember when Kevin Owens returned at War Games, and I didn't realise at the time until Hamflet pointed it out that that was his original Tron in NXT. Because I thought, like, did they not know who was coming or something? And they had 2 minutes in the work experience to get to knock something up. Because it was just like, Kevin Owens, and him just going, ah! Yeah, that'll do. Stick that on there. Right, let's move on to today's and finally's, I should probably say. Because I thought we'd give a little moment, because I spotted a few of these, and we might miss them later on ups and downs. Sam Miller is a very busy man, and he's nice to everyone.
A man of many octopuses.
Indeed. So I wanted to give a shout out to Jen Wilson, who made it to Forbidden Door late due to a dead car battery, but still repped Simon with the whole give us an up sign.
Fantastic.
I spotted this one from PB Smalls 96 on the actual show. Hey, Simon Miller, can you give me an up? And also a shout out to Scott Flower, who said, traveled all the way from New Brunswick, Canada. Hope you saw our poster. It says, Simon, give our 7th anniversary an up.
Aww.
Congratulations to the Flowers, to PB Smalls 96, and to Jen Wilson. You all getting up from us, and hopefully I'll pass these on to Simon Miller so he sees them later.
Fantastic stuff. You love to see the support across the board. It's look, it's the soppiest, most cliched crap in the world, but we can't do this without you guys, so it's really awesome to see.
And I'll be honest, I can't do this without you. Welcome back,
mate. Thank you.
Let us know your thoughts on everything in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, already up there is the review of Forbidden Door. And Andy and Sidgwick are going to be talking all about John Cena coming back to Raw tonight in the Raw preview a little bit later on.
I am way out of the loop. What the hell is this?
Good luck with that one, brother. You can also let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at What Culture WWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray and send him lovely messages saying welcome back at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey, look what the flat dragged in.
You can follow me at Adam Wilbon. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves
without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.